Pat Vitucci, program guests, and Craig Roberts are not affiliated with Proxy Freedom LLC or United Planners Financial Services unless otherwise noted on the show. Information provided for illustrative purposes only does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom is not liable for any third-party content. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Advisory services offered through Proxy Freedom LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Proxy Freedom and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.
Welcome to Don't Invest and Forget, a weekly financial news magazine designed to educate and equip you with the roadmap and direction you need to manage your money, meet your financial goals, and instill confidence in your investment choices on the road to retirement. Your host is author, radio commentator, Pat Vitucci, with over 30 years' experience in the world of finance and investment planning, with special emphasis on retirement planning. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, go to don'tinvestandforget.com.
Welcome once again to this edition of Don't Invest and Forget, the program that each and every week helps you keep your finger on the pulse of your money from Wall Street to Main Street to your wallet. Our host, author, and industry veteran, Pat Vitucci, and I'm Craig Roberts.
Well, when we think about retirement, we often dream. We dream the dreams of what it'll be to lay on the beach, spend our days playing tennis, and generally just relaxing. Well, a lot of those dreams fit very nicely into the myth category, and there is a new study out by the Employee Benefits Research Institute that shows us that retirement isn't going to be all travel and tennis, as some think, and in fact, we need to get a better understanding that it's going to involve a lot more work, and much more closer attention to budgeting, as our host Pat Vitucci explains. And Pat, I guess confronting some of these assumptions and dealing with them now while we're still working is really going to help people ensure they're going to have much more satisfying retirement once they reach it.
You know, I try and be popular with my clients, but sometimes I have to come up with some notions that people have that are just untrue. And I think the word myth is very appropriate. The one I hear very, very frequently, and it's always followed by kind of a nervous chuckle, is I'm going to work until I die. I have not saved enough. I've spent too much. I've not been a good saver. And that's just not going to happen. I mean, the reality of it is either corporate America is going to say, sorry, we are downsizing, we are right-sizing. And somehow it always comes upon that 65 plus age group that they need to downsize or right-size. Let's face it, you're costing the company most in payroll taxes, in healthcare. You're messing up the claims numbers because you're going to the doctor a whole lot more often than those 30-year-olds who never go to the doctor. If you are healthy enough, if your company wants you around enough, or should you be self-employed, your business model doesn't get wrecked by some new invention or new concept. The whole Silicon Valley wave is putting a lot of companies out of business. I recently rented a car from one of the big reputable companies. For 5 days, it was $78. And I said, wow. And somebody commented, yeah, Uber is just knocking the socks off car rental companies. Again, business models are continually being wreaking havoc. Working till you die is probably not going to happen. Guess what? The median retirement age continues to be 62, despite workers' ideas and all the changes we've seen. Let's look at reality and try and figure out a way to reconfigure your cash flow so that you don't have to work until you die and, quote, die in your boots at the office. The other myth we've seen is you haven't saved enough for healthcare. Despite all the rhetoric about where your premiums are going down, your coverage is going up, we know the reality of it is the opposite. And your part, even after you have a claim, what your payment is has continued to go up as well. You've got to pay this with after-tax dollars. So it's not like pre-tax money. You can, you know, you got to make $100 and then get taxed on it and you end up with $65 or $75 and then you got to pay health insurance on that. The average out-of-pocket medical expenses continues to go up in a significant way. Social Security. People say, I've got that big fat Social Security check coming. It's not as big and as fat as you think it is. It continues to be a shrinking part of your total income. we need to understand, you know, without a pension from our company, the big chunk's got to come from 401ks, IRAs, rental income, all those other auxiliary areas. Frankly, our parents didn't have to worry about. You know, they lived pretty comfortably on Social Security, and maybe they had a pension. And they lived happily ever after. And guess what? Lived within their means. Age group today, historically, does not live within in their means. They've got to go to Hawaii. They've got to buy that new Lexus, whether their budget allows it or not. We all know the one you're living longer. That's the easy one. 86.6 years for a man and 88.8 years for a woman, according to the Society of Actuaries. What happens if you live to be 100? Or what happens if you live to be 107? I've got a couple clients in that 100-plus category, lots in their 90s, still going on cruises. I think the world of what they've been able to do in their lifetime, and they stopped working 40 years ago, and they were making, you know, $9,000 a year. How do those numbers crunch? Well, it all points to being great savers that whole time frame. Here's one that nobody ever wants to think about, but what if your kids need help? How do you cut your kids off? They're entitled. They want to take that trip, or kids go through a divorce and you end up with a family in your fourth bedroom, a mama and a couple kids, or a papa and one or two kids. Not something we had in mind in terms of what our ideal retirement looked like. Just saying no to the kids is very difficult. If your kids fall on hard times, the right thing to do is to take care of them. You don't want your grandkids living under a bridge. You're going to be there with a purse in hand helping out. Here's one that I think the government misleads us in a wonderful way. Inflation is the new equation does not include food and fuel. So an average rate of return of 3-4%, which doubles your cost every 10 years, is not something to be taken lightly. So inflation will continue to erode your buying power unless you have a big, fat, comfortable hedge in there that's computing that outlay, that distribution of your monies. It's going to take increasingly more dollars over the years. So some of those myths are pretty evident. Some of them are very subtle. I think the scariest one is healthcare. That's probably the one that will continue to go up in a significant way. We've got the best health system in the world. And guess what? It's the priciest in the world as well. Some thoughts to think about, Craig, that we've got to be very conservative in our assumptions of performance, conservative in our distribution ideas. People think, well, I can take out 10% per year. We really talk about 4 or 5% is really something that we think we can have some sustainability. If you look at the percentage of how long that money will last, when you get down to 4 or 5, the probability of running out of money is less than 5%. If you think about 10%, you've got probably a 60% chance of running out of money. So not a comfortable thing to think about when you're 88 years old, moving into your child's fourth bedroom.
And that, of course, assumes they'll have you. So there's a lot of important factors to consider here. And of course, it runs the gamut between more realistic ideas regarding the timeline of your retirement years to the kind of return you can expect on your investments to the kind of expenditures that you have, some of which, as you point out, Pat, we can control. Many things like healthcare and inflation, frankly, we have no control over. So being prepared in advance is really key. Now, you might say, you know, I'm just throwing money at a 401k and I'm really hoping it all work out. Well, do you want to be at retirement saying it hasn't worked out and now there's no time to fix it? I think not. To take advantage of that complimentary financial health and retirement plan review that Pat spoke of just a moment ago, why not call toll-free 888-PLAN-WISE? That's 888-PLAN-WISE. Easier still, you can schedule your appointment conveniently online by going to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. In addition to scheduling your appointment online, you'll also find a number of resources available through the Investor Education tab, including articles and topics such as what we've discussed today on the program. Again, that's don'tinvestandforget.com to get more information or to schedule your complimentary appointment. Don'tinvestandforget.com.
You've been listening to
to Don't Invest and Forget with Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of the Bay Area offices of Proxy Freedom near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. Or call 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLANWISE. Or visit don'tinvestandforget.com.
Pat Fitucci, program guests, and Craig Roberts are not affiliated with Proxy Freedom LLC or United Planners Financial Services unless otherwise noted on the show. Information provided for illustrative purposes only does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom is not liable for any third-party content. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Advisory services offered through Proxy Freedom LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Proxy Freedom and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.